Hello.
Hi, Ms. We're looking for Mary.
Yeah.
Hi, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're not affiliated with any news, media organizations, or political campaigns. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. And we'd like to get your opinion. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, or advertising agency? No? Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S., Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely? Which one of those suits you best?
Definitely.
Okay. And which political party are you registered with?
Democrat.
Okay. And are you or any, or is a member in your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Nope.
Okay. And what is your main racial background, if you don't mind me asking?
Caucasian and Native American.
Okay, so if it's okay with you, I have, like, very few options. One of them is white. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
I like your attitude. Thank you. What is your age range? 18 through 35, 36 through 45, 46, 55, 56, 65? Or are you over 65 years old?
55 to 65.
All right. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think it's gotten off on the wrong track.
Okay. Thank you for that. And from the following list, which issues should the general or the government and legislator focus on that will mostly help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list, and you choose one whenever you like.
Okay.
Inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, taxes, K through 12 education, illegal immigration, climate and the environment, access and cost of healthcare, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, local growth and development, or crime and public safety. Oh, also an abortion. Which one of those themes right there most suits you and your family?
They should focus on getting rid of the stupid abortion ban.
Okay. So the abortion suits you best, right? Let's go on to the next one. Let's go on to the next one here. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably vote for the Democrat? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of it.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve. He's done a really good job so far with the economy. Unfortunately, it takes a while to trickle down to, you know, like the cost of groceries and stuff like that.
Yes.
But he has done some awesome infrastructure stuff. He's doing a good job. Because in my favorite thing that Trump did, that he touted, that he did, that he was going on and on about, was his tax break.
Right.
Okay? Redoing the tax code and doing the tax break, and everybody was going to have more money. Do you know how much money extra I made every 2 weeks on my paycheck? $20.
Yeah, I was just going to say not much. You probably just like you and I, we saw the differences. And not to take
it's
too
like,
much
what
of
do you time. what do you do with $20? I mean, it's like, what do you do with $20 every 2 weeks? It's like, Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo, right. You stole the words out of my mouth. You know, just not to keep you too long on the line, and I do like to, you know, not lose too much pace on this. Let's go quickly on to the next, okay? Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I disapprove of him.
Okay, now this is important. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, okay. Now, you will now be given the list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay?
Okay.
So I have two. I have Ron Rico, Rico Smith.
Never heard of either one of them.
Never heard? Okay, what about
Fentress
Driscoll?
I've heard Driscoll. I've heard the name, I don't have any opinion,
No opinion? Okay, that's also an option, so no worries. Quickly moving along, if the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? So we have Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden as a Democrat? Is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
I like your attitude. Okay. Now, if the elections for Friday holiday, I'm sorry, if the elections for Friday, Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? So we have this Driscoll as Democrat, and then we have Rico Smith as the Republican candidate.
Yeah, like I said, I've heard Driscoll Smith before, or Driscoll, but I've never heard of Rico Smith. So I'm like, no, I don't want. I'm usually don't vote for anybody I haven't heard of. So I would vote for Driscoll.
Driscoll, okay. Fair enough. Now, and would you say you would definitely? So yeah, that's a definitely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is elected office and wants to use this expression to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held election office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
I would love to see the latter. That last one.
The last one.
Someone new who's got a fresh perspective. Yeah, right. I think all the way up, the federal government needs that.
Okay.
Somebody with a fresh perspective.
Yeah, you can definitely say that. You know, new ideas are good ideas, right?
Well, they're not always good, but they're worth looking at.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you can have a really good idea, it just doesn't work, but. If you don't at least look at that idea, you know, how do you know it's not going to work?
Exactly. I completely agree.
You know? Okay.
The next one goes, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It's gotten better.
Gotten better, okay. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have been financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increased. If forced to choose, do you blame more these higher costs on President Joe Biden and the Democrat policies coming out in Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
The Republicans in
Tallahassee?
At the state level, yeah.
Okay. Okay. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elections for Florida State House? A Democrat candidate who will not be able to effectively work with Republican majority, making it difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your communities are heard and can actually deliver results.
Yep, that one.
Okay.
That one, a Democratic candidate who's willing to work with, I mean, that's the thing about it, that's the only way our government works, is we have two parties, they have to work together. Nobody gets exactly what they want, but at least they can compromise and give the people what they need.
Get more ground cover, it is your idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right. So which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? There's two statements. It is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for State House if I agree with their views and positions, or extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical and will almost always support the Democrats.
I honestly believe that I could vote for a Republican, but he would have to, you know, I would have to be able to agree with who he is, what he stands for, you know, yeah. Otherwise, no.
So the first option suits you best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would vote for a can of Spam if it, you know, if it was the right thing to vote for, but it's one of those, because I don't look at really parties. I'm what you call a moderate Democrat.
You know,
I'm not crazy left, and I'm not crazy, and because my whole family growing up was Republicans.
Okay.
And I'm the first Democrat.
Oh.
In three generations.
Okay. So you have your own point of view at things. If you agree with it and you like it, then that's the way you go.
Exactly. I don't believe that either party is 100% right or 100% wrong. But what I've been seeing out of the Republicans recently, I don't know about that much more. It's
right.
They're going completely the wrong direction. But that's the reason I wouldn't ever vote for them.
Okay, let's move on to the next one right here. Thinking about the past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at the Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Or in light of the attempted assassination on Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Pretty much that last one.
Pretty much. Okay. Okay.
I'm simply just kind of sorry the guy wasn't a better shot.
Oh,
it's either miss way wide, or because if that shot had been two or three millimeters over,
yes,
we'd be going, okay, when are they having the funeral for Trump?
Right, maybe major damage. Yeah,
because if it hit the top of his ear, that would have gone straight through his brain pan, and it's like, ow. I don't think he would have lived that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so, I mean, I don't wish anybody dead, but it's like, look, if you're going to try to kill somebody, kill somebody.
Well, okay.
You know, get it right, man.
I mean, you have a very strong point of view, so, and, you know, your opinion, you know, that's what we like to hear, so. Now, moving forward, you will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. So, Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicating several and leaderships in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and served on the board of director for the Boys and Girls Club in Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community and in African American men who brings a new generation of leadership to state government to work with a bipartisan way to fix property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. That's the Republican candidate. Now, the Democrat candidate, this Driscoll guy, an African-American woman, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business legislator and for various communities service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as a House Democrat leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing and just an equitable economy recovery for Floridians.
Yeah, definitely Driscoll.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now, this is the next one. I'm going to read several statements to you, okay? If you knew the following statements about Driscoll were true, would each make you more or less likely to vote for Driscoll in the elections of Florida State representatives, okay? Or you can tell me it makes no difference and the candidate, it makes no difference to you if the candidate goes or not, okay? So these are all statements about Driscoll. So this is the first one. Since Driscoll has been elected in office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and an average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has 6 years to address their problems, and things have only gotten worse. Does that make you much more likely to vote for her now, or much less likely?
More likely, because, you know, the House is controlled, the House, State House here in Florida, is controlled by Republicans. Even with a Democrat who's willing to work with them, it's one of those, it's hard to get anything done because the Republicans go, no, we want it our way or no way.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We need to elect more Democrats into the state houses. So, yeah, I would still vote.
I see your strategy. Okay. Now, the next one will be Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have reentered the United States after being deported and have worked for transitional crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Would you still vote for her knowing this, or?
She voted against. Yep.
Yeah, she voted
against. I agree that, yeah, if someone had come back in, yeah, they should have more penalties. There needs to be some kind of line drawn. I don't agree with illegal immigration because I know several, but it's one of those that if the only reason, you know, I understand that they're trying to make money so they can send money home to their families, but if you're coming over here to do crime, no, you don't need to be here. It's either that or we need to just lock you up here, and that's the end of it.
Right. Okay.
You know, if I keep coming back, no.
I don't think so, right? So the next statement is Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Yeah, much see, more. Now that makes me want to vote for her less.
So you could say somewhat less or much less?
Less.
Less, okay.
Because it makes me want to go, okay, let me see what her stance is on. You know, let me see where she stands.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have a few more right here if you want to bear with me, okay? Now, Driscoll has done nothing to fix property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reform to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. Does that make you much less likely or much more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. The next one. Driscoll opposed giving parents and students more options to attend school that better serve their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
That's less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Now, Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Much less likely or much more likely to vote for Driscoll?
Yeah, that to me is like, I have no opinion on that, because if that's what you do for your job and you're working for a law firm and, you know, your law firm is defending this company, you don't really have a whole lot of choice. It's
right.
Like, so you either...
Does it make more difference to you then, would you say?
No, it doesn't really make any difference to me.
Okay, so the last one says, Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
Well, that sounds like, as Joe Biden would say, poppycock.
So does it make it much less likely or much more likely is my question.
If she's, you know, if she's for that, she's endorsed by that teachers union, well, we need to look at that teachers union instead of her, because we need to eliminate them as lobbyists.
Right. So I think that much less likely?
It would be just less likely.
Okay.
I've never heard of a teacher that supports that, so...
So I have something similar to read about the Rico Smith guy, okay? So real quick, Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdeveloping and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership. Would that make you much more likely or much less likely to vote for this Rico Smith?
That would be more likely.
Okay. With trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Does that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for Ms. Rico?
No comment. No. Yeah, because I have found in all the years that I've been alive that they say that going in and they wind up being just as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than ones they're swore to fight against. So.
Okay, so the next one would be, Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is giving them a quality education. Smith supports increasing parental rights in our educational system and fostering critical things as learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
Yeah. Because two of those things I don't agree with.
Okay.
But... one of the things I do agree with, yes, I agree our kids deserve a good education. But I believe that the parents, because my son is grown, but I believe that the parents' Bill of Rights is like way over the top. You know, they can tell the school board what books the kids can read, what, you know, and I'm like, yeah, a first grader is not going to read a book about homosexuals or they're not going to be reading Mein Kampf, you know, for Christ's sake. They might read Susie Has Two Daddies. But it doesn't go into where's, what's, and why's. It doesn't go into the actual acts. And people have just, like, gone way overboard. And I'm just like, okay, you people are insane. Because we, you know, or the critical race theory thing, that's only taught at the college level. And parents or us don't want their kids to learn about it in high school. And I'm like, okay, guys, you know, y'all, there's something wrong with y'all. Because it's one of those, we have to know both sides of history because, and I guess because I'm half Native American, it touches me really hard because my dad was Native American. My dad was taken away from his Native American parents and forced to, they actually adopted him out, even though there was nothing wrong with his parents. They adopted him to a white family to try to assimilate him into white culture.
Okay.
And him and his sister. He was 3 years old. His sister was four.
Wow.
And so that kind of, it's like, those are things that need to be taught in school. They need to be taught in school about the, you know, the Native Americans, what white America did to the Native Americans, what they did to black people, what they've done to Oriental people, what they've done to Hispanics. It's one of those, you know, every child deserves to know the good and the bad about each race. Okay. You know, every child needs to know that. I mean, I grew up questioning everything I learned in my American history class. Because it's like, no, I don't. I believe that kids ought to be able to learn about everything, because how else can you form a mind to go out into the world and have to deal with all other types of people?
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
Because if you're taught that, we can't teach you anything about slavery or about how badly, you know, black people were treated, or that Oriental people were put into basically concentration camps in California when we were in war with Japanese. You know, if you don't know this stuff, how can you understand that, hey, yeah, we have somebody at our school that comes from Thailand.
Right.
Why can't we show a little bit about their culture and what happened in their country?
Okay.
And that's the reason that they immigrated here. You know, or some of the countries in Africa. You know, it's like, everybody has to have a broad concept of the world, because unfortunately, we are part of the world. And you never know from day to day who you're going to have to deal with. And who you're going to have interactions with. You don't know.
That's interesting, really. So we only have a few more of these statements to go, if you want to help me out with these.
Sure.
So let's go with the next one. This Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is giving them a quality education. Smith supports increasing parental rights in our educational system and fostering critical thinking. Oh, that one we already read, right? That's one you agree with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one, it's like, I don't agree with two of those, but I do agree with the first one. Floridians do deserve a better education.
So let's say you somewhat more likely agree?
Somewhat likely to agree.
Okay. Now, in unapologetic support of our law enforcement and first responders, Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and want to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The last one reads, Rico Smith believes in rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bill, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root our corruption and profiting, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of the profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay. So, and taking into account, everything you just heard of the elections for Florida State House, if they were held today, among the following candidates, from whom would you vote? So, Ventures Driscoll, the Democrat candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Right now, I'm on the fence, obviously.
Okay.
Right. From what you just told me is like, I'm a Democrat, but it's one of those, if a Republican would do what he says he's going to do, then, and he does the things that you mentioned, then I could get behind him. But, the only thing with Republicans is they usually don't do that. So,
okay.
They usually wind up falling in line with the rest of the, with the herd of sheep that they're running with.
Right. So, would you say you're undecided?
Yeah, I'm not decided now.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? The Democrat or Republican?
I'd still probably go more for the Democrat.
Okay.
Because like I said, I'd have to do some more research on it and on both of them and see, you know, really where they stand. But I'd probably, because usually you can't cross party lines in the elections. You either have to vote Republican or Democrat. We have completely separate primaries and everything here that Republicans vote this day and Democrats vote this day. And you can't vote for the Republican candidate if you're a registered Democrat.
Right, right. So it's just like...
for the law.
Right. So it's just like an imagination thing. If you did have to choose,
yeah,
then you still go with the Democrat then, right?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Now, real quick, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the classification purposes, okay? And
sure.
Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay.
I wanted to vote for George Carlin, but he was already dead.
When you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say you vote Democrat, always vote Democrat usually, or vote for many Democrats as you do Republicans?
Usually I vote Democrat.
Okay. Now,
there's something with the Republican that I just go, oops, nope, you just lost my vote. There's always something to say that I just go, no.
Right. Now, real quick, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
Moderate.
Now, what is the highest grade of education that you completed? High school, some college, college graduate?
Graduated college, yes.
2 years, 4 years?
4 years.
4 years. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've done great. I do appreciate your time you spent with me today. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
Yep, you too.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Bye.